Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
BJ and Jamie.
TikTok, is it going away? I guess the Supreme Court is going to make a decision on this thing. What is it, Spadil?
They're expected to make a decision tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah. That TikTok could be banned in the U.S. I don't think it's going to go away. Spadil seems to think it is going to go away. Then yesterday it popped up that possibly that it could be sold to Elon Musk.
Wait, I thought he was going to buy MSNBC.
But then TikTok came out and said that the whole Elon Musk thing's not true. Like,
oh,
ByteDance
really?
Said that that didn't happen.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right, here's the story.
I started smoothing up my resume because I'm like, I might have to get a job until we figure out this TikTok thing.
I'm not really sure what in the future, honestly.
I don't know if it'll be a minor setback or something that I can overcome.
We introduced you to these three TikTok creators last year. They say their financial futures are uncertain, even after the Supreme Court heard arguments Friday on a law that would ban TikTok, owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. During the hearing, both conservative and liberal justices seemingly challenged TikTok's arguments surrounding free speech. As creators and consumers wait to see what's ultimately decided, some are holding on to hope, others preparing for the end of an era.
Do you still use it?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. Spadil, I don't think you're on it, are you?
No.
Carson loves it.
Oh, all the time. It's
I love it, too.
It consumes my life.
Yeah.
I really do love it. I think the content's great.
Yeah. I used it for a while, but...
I just wait for Instagram to filter all the bad stuff from TikTok so that it just comes over to my reels on Instagram, and then I don't have to deal with the crap.
And there's just so many people that, like, so many, like, small businesses and stuff, like, even life hacks that you find out on TikTok. It's so cool.
Yeah, the life hacks I do like, but I don't remember any of them when it's time.
I know. I really need to, like, take notes on them.
I know, because I'm like, wait, wasn't there something with grease that I was supposed to do in the sink?
Yeah.
You know, get some Reynolds wrap and put it in the, I don't know.
Some of that stuff's good, though.
Yeah, well, and then yesterday it was pretty funny because Powerball Pete sent us a TikTok video, which was pretty funny. And it was a Chinese guy saying goodbye to all of us Americans. And he's this Chinese guy, and he's saying, like, I just want to tell Tiffany in Rhode Island that she needs to stop sending nudies to Tom because she's not the only chick that he's getting nudies from.
And everyone's, like, making TikToks of them saying goodbye to their Chinese spy. And,
right, yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but according to Spadil, they make the decision tomorrow.
But this is what I don't understand.
Yeah.
This seems like such a easy thing to copy. You know, this. I mean, like, it seems like such an easy format. I don't know anything about my kid's a computer engineering guy, right? But it just seems like something so easy to copy and call it, like, TikTok.
Well, they have one called Red Note.
Well, that's Chinese, too.
That's straight,
I know, but that's the one they say people are jumping to.
I know. Well, it's a Reddit thing that people are doing.
It's like a movement.
Yeah, for protesting.
Yeah.
But, okay.
But no, I'm in the United States. It seems like there's a programmer that could just make it and call it TikTok and go, hey, everybody jump over here.
And have it ready on January 19th.
Like, but it just seems easy.
There's also a congressman in Massachusetts. He actually spoke at the Senate yesterday night. And he's pushing for a movement to extend the ban to 270 days so that we can actually work
it out.
Have
time to build something? Because it seems like you could build it out pretty easy.
You would think so.
Right?
That it could be copied.
Yeah.
You would think it already had been copied, you know?
And see,
but Reels is kind of a copy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Reels?
I mean, that's pretty much the same thing.
Well, it doesn't. But Reels, no, it's not. Because it doesn't offer like the store and all the things like that.
I mean, TikTok's revolutionary. Yeah. It really is.
And doesn't, I mean, it's just Reels.
Instagram doesn't have like a straight store, no. They just have the advertisements to you. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's still, you know, it's just little bitty. It's not like it, in my opinion. Because on TikTok, you can go and buy what you see.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if it's there, then it's like, click the link, and then I can go buy it.
It's so easy. I was just thinking, like, you scroll through, it's kind
Understood.
Of all, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems... But then we have this problem, because remember on Saturday, a group called, like, the... I don't know what they were called, but there's something like... something St. Patrick's-y. But anyway, they're the ones that created that huge drive for all the water and food and everything off of TikTok. It was their TikTok video. They brought everybody together in California in that parking lot to give everybody food, water, clothing, toilet paper, anything they needed.
Yeah, that's when these social media platforms actually are good for everybody, okay? Yeah. When they can do something
Agreed.
Like that.
Yeah, so.
Some of the crazy videos, not so much.
I love those videos.
But some of the other stuff, I don't watch it. I don't really play with the TikTok, so it doesn't really matter one way or the other.
When a dog is sad about not eating bacon, come on.
All right, I guess we find out tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Find out
what
tomorrow.
The Supreme Court wants, yeah.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.